All of us have natural abilities. Some have more, some have less. But every believer in Jesus has a spiritual gift to share. The Holy Spirit bestows gifts of service on God's people. Some teach, some proclaim from the pulpit. Others serve in quiet ways that few will notice. But every Christian has a gift. Today, how to find out what your gift is and how to put it to use for God's glory. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue our series on what happens when the Spirit has His way. Turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as Dr. Lutzer comes to speak on the gift of service.
So what has the Holy Spirit of God done in your life this past week that can't be explained simply because of your natural ability or luck, but rather you have seen in your life and your experience the Holy Spirit of God at work, being able to live beyond what you normally live because you see the Holy Spirit of God is there. We've been learning in this series of messages that every Christian is indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and we can be very grateful for that. The person of the Holy Spirit, by the way, he is a person, and he can work within us according to his will, but he seeks our cooperation. So I hope that you recognize that that person is with you and you are experiencing the blessing of the Spirit personally. But also, I'm interested in the Holy Spirit working at Moody Church, working among us as a body. And that's the focus of today's message. This idea that Jesus and I can have something going on between us and I don't have to be a part of the church is not taught anywhere in the New Testament. To say that you love Jesus, but you don't love his people despite all their faults, if you don't love the people whom he has redeemed, you really don't love Jesus. How can you love Jesus and not love his body? The body of Jesus Christ, part of which is gathered here today as we have the privilege of ministering God's word. Now imagine Christmas comes and somebody gives you a gift and you leave it under the tree. There may be many reasons why you want to leave it there. It's from somebody that you don't like very much anyway, and if you open the gift, you sort of have an obligation to do something nice for them. Maybe it's that. Maybe another reason might be because you, in your spirit, think you already know what's in it, and so you leave it there. Month after month, the gift stays under the tree. Now imagine for a moment receiving a gift from God with your name on it. And God says, "This is my gift to you," and you leave that gift under the tree. I believe very deeply that this message could be transforming for people who don't even know that God gave them a gift. And maybe also we can give you some hints as to how you can find out what your gift is, to get it unwrapped and used. After all, God put you together in a certain way that you might have a very special gift. And God is so creative. He's so creative. When he sends a snowstorm, every single flake is different. And look at how creative he is. Just look around this sanctuary this morning and look at the person next to you. Don't turn around and look at the person behind you. They're looking at you. And see how uniquely God made us all. So different, so unique. The passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I do hope that you have your Bibles with you. If not, there are some Bibles in the seat ahead of you. And this is page 959, if you have a Bible like mine. And you need to see it in the text. You need to see it for yourself, what the gifting is, and also to try to find out what yours is. Now, the key to this passage is actually chapter 12 here, verse 13. "For by one Spirit we've all been baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Greeks," is that what it says? "Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, all were made to drink of one Spirit." In an earlier message, I spoke about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and used this text. Remember the world in which people were converted out of in Corinth. Keep in mind that it was an exceedingly immoral culture. Every kind of sexuality was available, every kind of perversion, whatever you wanted, it was there, and it was encouraged, it was not discouraged. The real, quote, free society. But people discovered something. In the end, it was dissatisfying. In the end, it caused problems. In the end, there was no fulfillment. There was hollowness and there was emptiness. And so the gospel came to them. And as Paul says elsewhere, what it did is it translated people from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Could I pause there and say that you who are listening, have you experienced that transformation? Has God transferred you from a kingdom of darkness with all of its false promises and brought you into the kingdom of his blessed Son? If he's done that through your faith in Jesus Christ, if he's done that, then you are a member of the body of Christ. Notice the little word all there in the text. For by one Spirit are we all baptized, by one Spirit do we all drink. Everyone is part of the body. Now, with that background, let's look at how the body functions and the gifting that God gives to us so that we might function properly. Chapter 12 now, we're in verse 1. We begin at the beginning. Concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be uninformed. The Greek word actually is agnostic. I don't want you to be an agnostic about spiritual gifts. I don't want you to not know that God has given you one. And furthermore, I don't want you to know that God has given you one and yet you don't know what your gift is. You were created to function within the body, and everyone, as we shall see, has a spiritual gift. He talks about probably the Oracle at Delphi. People would go to Delphi to try to discern what the gods were saying. Somebody like today that would go to a fortune teller or perhaps to read the horoscopes to try to find out what they should do or whether they have any luck. Paul calls these mute or dumb idols. They will lead you astray. They will deceive you. And so Paul says, thank God that's part of your past life, and that part is gone. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. If you find somebody saying that, you know it's coming from a demonic spirit, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, the devil may be able to mouth those words, but he cannot do it embracing it for himself. And so Paul indicates that one way to tell between the spurious, the wrong, and the evil, and the good, is what a person says about Jesus. Well, all that by way of background. Now we're going to look at the gifts. Notice Paul says, now there are varieties of gifts. The Greek word is charismata. Strictly speaking, all of us, properly interpreted, are charismatics. Because we believe in spiritual gifts. They are grace gifts. God has graced you. You know, maybe you've had a hard week. Maybe things have really gone wrong for you this week. But will you remember God has graced you in giving you a gift? And if you cannot serve, I'll say a word about that at the end also. For whatever reason, God understands that. But I'm speaking to you today and saying that God has uniquely gifted you. And then he says, now there are varieties of gifts, but notice that they have the same source. They have the same source. He says, they have the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. Now, just think about this. Let's not hurry over the text. Did you see the whole Trinity? It says there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, the same Lord, Jesus Christ, and the same God. Now, all throughout here, Paul is going to attribute your special gift to the Holy Spirit, but have you ever thought of the fact that the Trinity put you together? And the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit determined what your gifting would be? What a beautiful statement. Today, in the midst of our world that is so busy with all of the distractions and all of the cell phones, I think I'm going to preach about that in a couple of months. Cell phones. The average person looks at his cell phone 34 times a day. In the midst of this, would you just bask in the fact that the Trinity knows about you, the Trinity gifted you, and our gifts come from the same source. But notice also that these gifts have the same purpose. The same purpose. You'll notice it says, to each, verse 7, is given the manifestation of the Spirit. I went to bed last night meditating on that. I thought, how beautiful can you get? The manifestation of the Spirit. You and I are to show forth the manifestation of the Spirit. And then it says, it is given for the common good. Common good. That's why you're gifted, is for the common good.
This is Pastor Lutzer. Do you realize that if you're a believer in Jesus Christ today, God has fit you into the body? And as a result of fitting you into the body of Jesus Christ, along with that is a certain gifting. Now, perhaps you find yourself laid away on a bed of sickness, or you're going through a special trial and you don't feel that you're of value at all to anybody. Well, I want you to understand that even there, the Holy Spirit of God wants to work within us so that even in the midst of our despair and discouragement and seeming hopelessness, we can still bless others. Yes, the Spirit is just that strong. I'm so glad that you have tuned into this program, because we are in a series entitled When the Spirit Has His Way. My desire is that the Holy Spirit of God would have freedom in my life. I pray that He shall also have freedom in your life. And if you've been blessed as a result of these messages and you want to communicate with us, maybe as a result of Running to Win, you've come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. In order to connect, our email address is media@moodychurch.org. That's media@moodychurch.org. And of course, if you want to know more about the ministry of the Moody Church, you can simply go to moodychurch.org. And you'll find our website with lots of information. Thanks again for joining us. This series of messages will continue next time. I hope that you tune in right here, Running to Win.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, introducing The Gift of Service, the ninth message in a series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Some people feel like square pegs in round holes. They don't seem to fit in. Tomorrow, more on discerning what your gift is and how to use it. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win comes to you as a ministry of the Moody Church.